Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Please also join me on the fan page at facebook.com/tantalizingnature. A link can be found in the description. For this episode, I will be reading Cockold, My Husband Lost the Bet, written and read by myself. We didn't know yet, but tonight would change mine and my husband's lives and relationship forever. It started out as our usual Friday nights go. My husband and I got dressed up to go out on the town and unwind from the long work week. We work hard and play even harder. Luckily, we live in a decent-sized city, so we are able to keep our private lives separate from our professional lives. We can get a little crazy, but nothing close to what would happen this night. We met up at the bar with a couple of our close friends. We had some food and started drinking to get us all loosened up. We danced and had a good time. A little before the bar closed, our friends decided to beat the rush and head home. My husband and I were not yet in the mood to head back to our place. We stayed and had a few shots and striked up a conversation with another couple. They were heading to an after-hours party and invited us to come along. They warned us this was not a normal after-hours party. We were definitely intrigued, and we were up for just about anything except going home. We left the bar and hopped into a cab with them. It was a bit of a drive out into the country. My mouth dropped open as the taxi finally pulled up a long driveway to this immense mansion. I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to live in a house this grand. The taxi was paid, and we followed the couple inside. It was absolutely amazing and full of beautiful half-naked and naked people. Some were chatting, while others were in various stages of copulation. I couldn't stop looking. My senses were overloaded. The air even smelled of sex. It was electric. I couldn't wait to see more, to let my animalistic desires out. We stopped at this big, ornate double door. Inside was a beautiful room with a large pool table in the center. There was a bar off to the side and a few sets of people around the room talking and fondling each other. Our new acquaintances took us over to an impressive gentleman that was lounging at the bar. They introduced us. He was the owner of this grand mansion and the host to this interesting affair. He was extremely good-looking with this air of sexual masculinity about him. His eyes were intense, and it was easy to see he had set his eyes on me. We chatted a bit until our host asked my husband if he was a betting man. "I could be if the price is right," my husband replied. I was on the edge, waiting to hear what this man in this house full of sexed people wanted to bet my husband for. "Do you play pool?" he asked as he gestured toward the pool table at the center of the room. I saw the smile come across my husband's face. He was pretty good. "I play here and there," was my other husband's reply. "Well then, I have a proposition for you." "I'm listening." "A game of pool. If you win, I'll give you $50,000. But if you lose, I'll fuck your wife right here in front of you and everyone." My husband looked up to me to see what I thought. My heart was beating so fast. This was insane. But the idea of $50,000 was extremely tempting. And I knew my husband was better than average at pool. I gave him a nod of acceptance. "You're on then." They shook hands. I took a seat at the bar and sipped a drink. I was incredibly nervous. Would this man seriously fuck me in front of my husband and all these people? I like to be risque, but this was way farther than anything we'd ever done before. And the game was intense. My husband was good, but this man was a pro. It felt like he was toying with my husband, like he knew he could take the game at any time. My heart almost stopped when I saw the 8-ball going into the hole, and my husband had lost the bet. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't dishonor my husband by not honoring the bet. I looked up to see the host smiling at me. His smile was dark and intense. I knew right away he meant what he said he was going to do. He walked over to me. I was too nervous to say anything or to move. I saw my husband move to stand by the wall as he prepared himself to watch his wife be violated in front of these strangers. I nervously stood there, waiting to see what he would do next. He leaned in and whispered, "Don't be nervous. Everyone is going to enjoy the show, even you." With that, he took my drink out of my hand and set it down. He took me by the arm and led me over to the pool table. He turned me around and hit the table and bent me over so my face was touching it. I gasped as he pulled my dress up, exposing me to anyone that was looking, as I wasn't wearing panties. I was glad my face was hidden. As my cheeks were burning red, I wondered what my husband was thinking as this man smacked my ass hard a few times. He grabbed my ass cheek and massaged it. Leaning in, he whispered, "Your body is beautiful. Everyone is enjoying the view." His words relaxed and excited me. I decided to let go and enjoy this. I bit my lip as his finger slid into my already wet opening. I was so turned on. It only took a few pumps before I was moaning and grinding my ass into his hands. I looked up and met my husband's eyes as my pussy pulsed on this other man's fingers. I was surprised to see the desire in his eyes. He was enjoying watching. My dress was pulled over my head and my bra unhooked. He turned me around and lifting me up on the pool table. His hands expertly rubbed my nipples until they were hard and aching for more. His mouth replaced his hands, sucking and licking. I looked up and met eyes with a man who smiled at me as a naked woman on her knees was sucking his cock. Oh, the host moved from my breast downward. I laid back as he spread my legs. His mouth descended on my clit, sucking and swirling his tongue. I forgot everyone was there as I enjoyed his mouth. He moved to my opening as my pussy pulsed so he could taste my cum. He stood up pulling my ass so it was half off the table, unzipping his pants and pulling his dick out. I glanced down to see what I would be taking. I couldn't believe my eyes. He was long and thick, much longer than my husband. He's going to stretch me out, I thought. He grinned at the look on my face. Taking his cock in his hand, he guided it into my wet pussy. I cried out as he filled and stretched me. He began slowly stroking the inside of me with his huge cock. I came so hard, he began pounding it in me as my moans became screams of ecstasy. He pulled me off the table to turn me around, so I was again bent over the table. I gasped as he slammed it into me. I could feel my breast swaying as he pounded me from behind. My eyes met my husband's again just as I began to come on this guy's rock-hard cock. I didn't take my eyes off him as my pussy squeezed and pulsed on this other man. After a few more hard slams, he pulled out and jerked me around, slamming his dripping wet cock in my mouth as his cock pulsed and spewed his hot liquid down my throat. I licked every drip up and swallowed. It didn't take long for reality to set in. I got dressed and joined my husband again. We were ready to get out of there. We were both turned on and were ready for some private fun of our own. As we started for the door, the host called to us to wait. He came over and handed my husband an envelope and told him not to open it till we got home. He invited us to come back any time, and we had a feeling we would be taking him up on that. We didn't see the couple we came with, but figured they were off having some fun of their own. We called a cab. It was so hard to keep our hands off each other on the way home. We completely forgot about the mysterious envelope until the next morning. I was in the shower when I heard my husband screaming for me. He came running into the bathroom with the envelope and a check in his hand. The check was for $50,000 with a note that thanked us for the night. That night changed our lives and brought us even closer together. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Now for the next story. Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Titillating Story, and a link can be Biker Badness, written and read by myself. Oh, what is that noise? It took me a few moments to realize the beeping sound disturbing my dream was the alarm. How rude, I thought, as I sat up and turned off that annoying sound. Stretching my arms over my head, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror over the dresser that was directly across from my bed. My long, wavy brown hair was all over the place. I laughed at myself, thinking what a fright I would look like if I had a man in my bed. Looking over at the other side of the bed, I got a little sad. It had been some time since I woke up to a man in my bed. Looking away, I noticed it was 6:15 already, and I needed to get my butt up and ready before I was late for my class. Today, I plan to teach my Intro to Psych students about systematic desensitization, which is a way to help a person rid themselves of phobias or irrational fears, something I knew a lot about. My mother was the queen of irrational fears. Over the years, I've used this technique to help rid myself of fears she installed in me. I seriously had a messed up childhood, and that was a big reason I went on to study psychology. But there wasn't time to think of that. I finally got up and hurriedly started getting ready. I always think I'm going to get up with more than enough time, but as always, I was rushing out the door. I had my hand in my purse, searching to make sure I had the keys as I stepped out of my front door of my townhouse. It was located on the end of a row of townhouses. It was next door to a small house that was only separated by a garage. I usually tried to avoid the guy that lived there. He was good looking with his jet black hair and great body. It was his tattoos, leather jackets, and motorcycle he drove that had me checking to make sure he wasn't outside. Another gift from my crazy mother. Today, though, I was in such a rush, I forgot to check the side window. I was about ready to walk back and to search for the keys, but I noticed the hot bad boy neighbor outside working on his bike right in front of his garage and next to my car. At that moment, everything went out of my head. I had quickly shut the door and headed out to my car. I fished around and finally found the car key. I had taken the house keys off the key ring when I was at the gym last and got so distracted by my neighbor I forgot. My hands were shaking as I got to my car, and of course I dropped my keys, which landed under the car. Ugh, I thought, what the hell was wrong with me? As I was getting down to grab the keys, I heard, "Good morning, neighbor." A little startled, I turned around to see him standing there by his bike with a wrench in his hand. He was so sexy in his jeans, t-shirt, and leather jacket, but her mom had warned her about these type of guys. Good morning, I stammered out. Finally, I found the keys and was able to get to my car, which I did quickly. As I backed down the drive, I snuck a look at my neighbor. He had gone back to working on his bike. He was so manly, so sexy, and was such a bad boy. I've spent more than one night awake, lonely, and thinking about what it would be like to be ravished by him. I bet he's been with a lot of women and knows how to please. Shaking my head to clear my dirty thoughts, since there was not the time for them. I had a long day ahead of me. After teaching my classes, I had plans to meet my friends for dinner and some drinks. Mac watched as his neighbor left in a fluster. He barely ever got a glimpse of her. If he didn't know better, he'd think she was purposely avoiding running into him. He'd found out from a neighbor that she was a college professor. He had never been with an intelligent woman, and it was a bit intimidating. There were so many times he thought about going over there and trying to start up a conversation, but was afraid he would say something that showed he didn't have the same book smarts. But man, did he wonder what it would be like to be with someone with so much class. The last chick he was with had crushed a beer can on her forehead after she chugged it. She was a bit aggressive in bed and made me wonder if she wanted to be the man. Switching his mind back to his neighbor, he imagined how soft her skin must be. She probably smells amazing. He wondered what sound she makes when having an orgasm. Damn, he needed to stop thinking like this. His dick was getting hard, and he had to leave soon. Putting his thoughts behind him, he cleaned up his tools and got on his bike to ride out to his motorcycle repair shop and get it opened. Anne had a whirlwind of a day. It started with being late to her first class, but luckily the students had waited for her. As soon as her last class ended, she had to leave to meet up with her friends for dinner and drinks. Normally, she didn't drink a lot, but the day had been long and a bit stressful. The alcohol was washing away all memories of it. By the time we were ready to say goodbye, I was stumbling. One of my girlfriend's husbands came to pick her up and gave me a ride home as well. I waved goodbye and stumbled up to my door. Oh my God, I couldn't find my house key. I poured everything on the ground to make sure I didn't miss it. I knew I should have put an extra key outside, but I hadn't gotten around to it. I procrastinate way too much. Fuck, I gritted out. What the hell was I going to do? I took a look around and noticed the light and the garage on at my neighbor's house. Every other house was dark and not a single person was around. Taking a big breath, I started walking towards the garage to see if he could somehow help me out. Slowly walking up his drive, I could hear him banging some tools around. The garage door was halfway up. I could see the light spilling out and hear the music he was listening to. I crept up to the door, held my breath, and knocked. I could see the startled look on his face as he looked up to see me standing there. He reached over and turned down the music. "I'm sorry to disturb you," I started. "That's all right," he said, standing up. "I'm so embarrassed, but I've locked myself out. I don't know if there's anything you could do to help me." I stood there wringing my hands. He smiled, making my heart leap in my chest. "No need to be embarrassed. Let me see what I can do." He looked around and grabbed some tools. "Have a seat." He motioned to a leather couch on the side of the wall. "Thank you," I said, feeling relieved. I had a feeling everything was going to be all right. I walked over and sat down as he left to go and break into my house for me. I felt like he was gone forever. I started to lose hope he would be able to get in when he came back. "All set," he said, coming back in. "Are you serious? Oh my God, thank you so much." I was so excited. I jumped up and rushed over and gave him a big hug. "Well, you're very welcome." He smelled so good, I didn't want to let go. Remembering myself, I let go and stepped back, though. I wanted to thank him somehow for saving me. "Would you like to come over for a drink as a thank you?" "I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't helped me." "I could go for a drink," he replied. I couldn't believe he actually accepted the offer. I waited for him to put up his tools and then he followed me over to my now unlocked door. I walked him to the kitchen and had him sit at the counter. "What would you like, beer or wine?" I knew the answer before he even asked, but wanted to be polite and give him a choice. "Beer would be nice." I handed him a beer. I kept a few just in case a guest wanted one. I prefer wine and poured myself a glass of Chardonnay. I was already tipsy from earlier. With the added alcohol, me feeling really good and relaxed, for the first time, I wasn't feeling insecure or irrationally afraid of my neighbor. We made our way to the living room and sat on the sofa, turned towards each other. I was impressed after having a conversation with him. He spoke intelligently and was very interesting. He even surprised me when he talked so passionately about boys he mentored that came from broken homes. There was this compassion in him. He looked like such a bad boy, but in reality, he had a big heart. As the night waned on, our conversation became more intimate. He was so interesting and sexy. I couldn't help but wonder what it would be like to have sex with a man like that. As my thoughts wandered, I felt myself getting turned on. I was getting warm and wet between my legs. My nipples were hard pebbles wanting to be touched. Internally, I was telling myself that I was a single adult and could do what I wanted. I knew my mother wouldn't approve, but she wasn't here, and I needed to stop letting her fears control my life. For the first time in my life, I decided to take a to take charge and get what I wanted. Biting my lip and using the confidence the alcohol gave me, I leaned in and kissed him. I was a little afraid he would get upset with my bold move, but he was definitely not upset at all. It was just a cue he needed to know I was just as interested as he in ending this night with passion. It was like all our inhibitions flew out the window and were replaced by our animalistic desires, like a movie scene, or more appropriately, a porno. He grabbed my hair by the nape of my neck and crushed his mouth on mine with such intensity. My heart was pounding, my legs went weak, and all thoughts left my head. All my senses were turned on by this man in front of me. His hands wandered down to cup my ass cheeks and squeeze. His fingers were so close to my heat. I wanted him to feel me. His mouth left mine, traveling down my throat to the tops of my breast. For a minute, I felt a little self-conscious as my breasts weren't that big. I only had B cups. He didn't seem to mind, though. He pulled the fabric down and devoured my nipples like he was a starving man. Oh my God, I have never been so turned on. Heat rushed down my chest to my stomach and down between my legs. He raised his head, kissing and licking his way up to my ear. "Let's go to your room," he whispered. I smiled and stood up. Taking him by the hand, I led him up to the stairs. I made sure to swish my ass seductively as we climbed the stairs. I led him into my room, turned on the light in the corner that wasn't very bright. I wanted to see what he was going to do to me. As I turned around, he grabbed me, startling me a little. Picking me up, he carried me the short distance to the bed and laid me down. He took his time undressing me, one garment at a time. By the time he reached my panties, I was dying to feel his touch. He stood up as I lay there naked and took his shirt off. His chest was muscular with tattoos and no hair except a little trail like an arrow on his stomach. I wanted to see where that trail led to. I bit my lip as he started unbuttoning his pants. Finally, he pushed them down, and to my surprise, he had nothing on underneath, his cock spring out, making my mouth water. It was long, at least 7 inches, and thick. Oh, I knew I was going to really feel that inside me. I crawled over to the edge of the bed and grabbed his cock and slid my watering mouth over the tip. Sucking and swirling my tongue, I pushed my ass up in the air to give him a good view of my rounded cheeks as I enjoyed him in my mouth. His moans as I gagged on him drove me wild. I could feel my juices sliding down the inside of my thighs. He pulled away after a few minutes, probably not wanting to come yet. He laid me back on my back, spreading my legs. He pulled me to the edge of the bed. I closed my eyes and laid my head back. I felt his fingers gently touch my slick folds, spreading them. He slid a finger at the same time his mouth descended on my engorged nub. I sucked and pumped inside, driving me wild. My moans turned into cries of ecstasy as I came hard in his mouth. He sucked and licked as my pussy pulsed over and over. I thought he would come up after I came, but he continued to suck my pussy until I was just about to orgasm again. As my moans became more ragged, he moved up my body, kissing his way to my erect nipples, pausing to take each one in his mouth, gently sucking, sending waves of heat down to my stomach, continuing down between my legs. I couldn't wait to feel him inside me. I needed to feel myself stretched around his hardness. Finally, he was rubbing the tip of his cock, my wet opening. He pushed the tip in, teasing me. I shook my head back and forth. I was right on the verge of ecstasy. I just needed something more. In one swift motion, he pushed the rest of his throbbing cock inside me. It was so big. I could feel every inch of him. He held himself all the way inside, feeling my walls pulse around him. I gripped his back and wrapped my legs round as I came hard on his cock. As the pulsing subsided, he began sliding himself in and out. Every movement sent me higher and higher towards another orgasm. He was so masterful in his lovemaking. His thrust became harder to match my cries as my body climbed towards that sweet ecstasy. As my cries became more like screams, he put his hand flat on my stomach, right above my pubic bone for leverage, and slammed the fuck out of me. Ugh, this is why women love bad boys, I thought. They fuck hard, unlike men that are afraid they might break you or something. He was so attentive, too. Like, he was more interested and got more pleasure out of hearing my moans and bringing me to ecstasy than he was in his own pleasure. I could see, though, he was thoroughly enjoying the feeling of being inside me. My body tensed as I orgasmed hard on his meaty cock. God, he felt amazing. After my cries subsided, he rolled us over, giving me control. I slid myself up and down his shaft, enjoying pleasuring myself with his cock. His moans were intoxicating. His hands were on my breast, gently squeezing my nipples. I could feel myself climbing towards ecstasy again. He cupped my ass and held me in place while he pumped me from beneath, driving me over the edge. Just as my pussy began to pulse and my juices flowing, he stilled and held himself in me. I felt his hot liquid explode deep inside me. Feeling his cock pulsing at the same time as my pussy made me orgasm even harder. I stayed there for a minute with his cock going limp in me before I finally was able to move. I sheepishly smiled at him as we both got up and wiped ourselves off. God, this was an amazing night, I thought. I knew I was over my fear of bad boys now, and we would be hooked on my neighbor.
Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And please also join me on the fan page at facebook.com/tantalizingnature.